Coach, talk about Mike Williams.
Yes, we released Mike Williams today.
Anything further than that?
I just wasn't seeing the production, and you know, when you get to a situation where you don't see the production, and you got a young group of receivers that are emerging, and just felt like it was in the best interest to let him go. And at this point, maybe Mike can hook on someplace else.
What was he other than not seeing the production? Was his conditioning remain?
No, it's, it was just a combination of things, and just weren't getting it from him. Too many drops, and it's just. Unfortunately for him, we've got a good group of receivers. It's competitive. It's getting better. And just didn't see any improvement, so we moved on.
Disappointed, though? I mean, because he had potential, so.
Well, he's had potential. He still has potential. Hopefully, maybe he'll realize it someplace else.
Do you think he'd be better served trying to learn a new position, tight end?
I don't, if we would have thought he would have been better served at tight end, we would have moved him to tight end.
Disappointing to invest that much time and effort into him, having him to try and get his weight under control and then have it not work out?
I did invest any extra time in him. We brought him in here. We brought him at the end of the season. We were very explicit as to what we wanted to have happen before he returned. He worked towards that, never really met those, the criteria, and so we just moved on.
So you feel pretty
Anybody
good about
else the- you want to talk about?
The other wide receivers feel pretty good about the crop you've got here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're very excited about the improvement. They're all improving. Justin and Justin are making plays, and Paul Williams and the group. It's a very competitive group, and this group's going to make a lot of plays for us.
How confusing it would be to have two Chris Davises on the roster?
I told him not to panic if he hears somebody yell Chris, because we have about four dozen Chris's on the roster, but. He had a really nice workout, and he's been in jet camp and caught the ball very well, and he's got good quickness and change of direction, so it'd be good to give an opportunity to.
14 out today?
I'm sorry?
14 out today?
Yes, he didn't practice yet.
Injury or?
Yes, he's got a slight groin, and we're hoping to get him back. He's probably going to be day-to-day.
Vaughn, is it looking like Ronis' situation could last a little bit longer? That's why you brought him in?
Yeah, Rob's in a situation where he's day-to-day, but we're probably better suited to wait because when you're dealing with a kicking leg and you bring it back too soon, then he could have some residual effect, and we don't want that to happen. So in order to keep pace with practice, we brought John in. John's legs are good. He kicked in the Arena League, and he's got to adjust a little bit because of the timing, but he's got a strong leg, and we enjoyed having him here last year, so we'll give him an opportunity. And I can't say at this point how long. I mean, he may kick in a preseason game. He may not. He may kick in all four. I don't know. And we're just gonna bring Rob Ronis along as quickly as we can.
You say he might kick in all four. There's not a scenario.
What I'm saying is I don't have a timetable. I just don't have a timetable for you.
Good. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you.